The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Chris Nichols and Ted Hartman here with us
good
today.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And looking at the radar, got a little bit more rain coming still.
No.
And, yeah, a little bit. Of course, I don't know how far out in the Gulf it's going to show. You know, the radar is going to show it. But, you know, it's actually going to kind of clear up a little bit before we get a little bit more patch coming through. But I don't know. You know, it's always stuff that can build in between there. But, excuse me. Anyway.
I always try to gauge how much time I'll have in that gap between those green clouds.
that's exactly what I do. But I know it's been kind of, you know, hit and miss past couple of days because we had some rain off and on yesterday quite a bit. I mean, you know, wasn't hard at all, but just messy.
Yeah, the interval seems to decrease. They get closer and closer together depending on how many projects you have going on outside with the boat that you don't want water to get on.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was trying to wire up my radio to the GPS, I pulled it out from under the carport so I could see. You know, it was too dark back up under there.
Yeah.
And then just as I pulled everything out, got the wires exposed, then it starts to rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when you need
every
to get some
time.
Big lights to go in there, you know. Actually, I put some new light bulbs in my boat shed, too, yesterday, kind of trying to brighten it up in there a little bit. But I like to get it like Leon and Chip Wingo has in their boat shed. They got these 4-foot
fluorescence
all in there, man. When you turn it on in there, it's like, you know, you can see everything.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, I got to get down there and check that out. I've been dying to see what their new Hacienda looks like.
Yeah, I'd like to. I've just seen it online, you know, just seen it in Leon's post and stuff. But, boy, it's nice. Got a couple of big fans in there so they can kind of turn the fans on, dry it out in there and stuff
like
that.
Blow the gnats out.
Yeah, mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how much moisture gets trapped inside the shed, you know. I mean, it's all metal, and the minute that cold rain hits it, you know, it starts wetting.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it gets wet in there.
Yeah. And mine, I have to watch mine at times because depending on humidity, I get the water on the inside of my. I got a steel shed.
Uh-huh.
And it's like one of those metal carports, but it's
yeah,
not
that's
aluminum,
what I'm talking
it's steel,
about.
You know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the water will drip on the light bulb,
uh-oh,
and it'll explode.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Just pow, you know, and then you got glass.
Yeah, it will.
You got glass in your boat and stuff like
wow.
that. Yeah, but it does. It'll drip on that light
time
bulb.
Time for LEDs, huh?
Yeah, so that's what I need to kind of change that in there because I got 3 sets of lights inside, and then, you know, with 2 light bulbs in each one. But and then I got 2 floodlights on the front of my boat shed, which I figured was going to be great for – you know, when I first did it for, you know, when it gets dark early in the wintertime and trying to clean the boat up, you can have those floodlights shine on your boat outside while you're trying to clean it up. But, yeah, you know, when you got shadows, excuse me, when you got shadows and stuff like that, you can't really see.
Has anybody noticed? I have a lot of those little compact fluorescents. That was like my first transition was getting away from the incandescent bulbs over to the compact fluorescent. Has anybody noticed that when it's really, really cold, the colder it is, the dimmer they are?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they
yeah.
don't like
yeah.
cold. Yeah, it takes them a while. You need to turn them on, warm them up for them to get the full watt.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we got we got Wingo on here this morning. Let's get Wingo on before I do about this. Morning, Chip. How you doing?
Good morning. Sometimes you can take that cup of coffee and put it up towards that fluorescent light, and it'll come on.
Hey, good tip, brother. Good tip. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, like when you have it over your in the kitchen, I noticed that up in Georgia, when you run the hot water, it'll actually help it come on real quick. So kind of funny how that works. You're like, come on, light, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, they do not appear to like cold at all.
Yeah, I like the lights y'all got set up in your shed there.
Oh, those things are awesome. Those are LEDs. I mean, they just explode with light as soon as you turn them on. So.
And they're 4 foot long?
Yep.
Wow.
So I think we have 12 in there. You could have a football game in there.
Yeah, I know. And I saw it on, I saw Leon had posted about it, and I was like, wow, man.
Hey, Chip, first thing in the morning, do you need to put your shades on when you flip them on? Do they blind you?
Pretty much. At least a cup of coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but it's nice with those big fans in there in the summertime and in the wintertime, as you can keep the boats dry, and you don't have to start off. As soon as you pull it out and run down the road, though, it's, condensation all over the boat.
Yeah.
It works to dry them out, but... Yeah, Vic, I think you need to come up with a solar fiddler crab heater.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be good.
I saw you defrosting here.
Yeah. I took all those buckets, I put them in the sun, because in my boat shed, it was still, even though it's kind of open, it's still, cool in there because it's in the shade. And, of course, had them in my live well, and those little buckets I put them in. But it's just I haven't fished in so long, and... haven't replaced any in so long because all the bait shops are out of fiddlers. And so I figured, well, I put them on the tailgate in the sun. And, my tailgate's got that, it's not really rhino liner, but it's some other kind of liner they put in there that's black. And it's on the tailgate. So I figured, well, the tailgate will get warm. I'll set the buckets on it. The sun's shining on them. It was still 50-something degrees, so they didn't move. So I went and got the blow dryer, started, seeing which ones were ready to move in there.
Yeah, I tell you what works. If you know those little buckets, the little blue top buckets, I don't know if that's what you use or not, but the ones they sell for at the bait stores for like $2.99 or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If your fiddlers are real cold, my buddy showed me this trick. You take one of those little pocket hand warmers, put it in one, and then set the other one on top of it. And it'll warm them up real quick. They get real active. So... I don't know how long it lasts when they hit the water, but it's kind of funny how that works.
They work good. I've done that when I'm, when it's like 30-something degrees and you're fishing during the day, and, you take them out and they're in that cold, and even with the sun's out or even if it's overcast, you put that thing in there, they'll move around.
Yeah.
They warm That's up awesome. Good.
That's awesome. It was a weird bite this week when you got out. Weird bite. Fish were in the back of the creeks, and all of a sudden they disappeared. The reds, that is. It was strange how that front came in yesterday and shut them down really hard.
Man.
I don't know if anybody else caught them yesterday, but it was a tough day.
I saw a few pictures where people had one here and there, but I didn't see anything about, somebody really tearing them up yesterday.
Yeah. I'm more interested in sheephead right now, and they're, weather changes, whatever, and they disappear and come back and move around, and lots of little males up in the creeks, but none of the bigger fish yet, so
yeah, we've been able to catch a couple of bigger ones, but that's been, like 3 weeks ago, but, it's just like, that's something you can't count on, it seems to me, you catch them on an oyster bed, and then... you fish that same oyster bed for 2 weeks, not catch a one.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know why.
It works.
Are you working today?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not today.
You out there turkey calling? When is the turkey season? Is it already fired up?
March. I got a few weeks.
Yeah.
Did you get all the rifles all cleaned up, brother?
Oh, yeah. They're all cleaned up and put away.
Can I put you on hold, Chip?
Absolutely.
Okay, and get you come back whenever we come back.
Yeah, good. Hang on. That'd be great.
Got it.
All right. And 222-8255 is the number to call, and we'll be back after this.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Captain Chip Wingo on here. And now I just wanted to talk to you. Is that the only day you fished this week, Chip?
No, I fished earlier too. It was actually pretty nice. A couple days, got warm. You know, just bouncing around looking for stuff. I've had a few cancellations and things of that nature. So, you know, you got to stay active and figure it out. You know, I know Leon had a really good day early in the week down in the valley, way back up in the creeks, poling around. Excuse me, there's
must have been when that wind stopped howling from last Saturday.
Yeah, well, it was I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah,
that it just laid out and was absolutely gorgeous. Of course, you know, I had one booked for the day before, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah, when you say, yeah. Poling, was he actually push poling around?
Oh yeah, he had Brian Dufek on the bow of the boat slaying him.
Oh yeah, I saw some of those pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, so And they were throwing artificials at them, too, so yes. The fish were hungry back in there.
If you want to warm up this week, son, they're talking in the 70s here coming up, so that's I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully this wind forecast, you know, they were talking and looking at this wind forecast. They were showing tomorrow 10 to 12 knots out of the north, but then Monday is supposed to calm down, you know, 7 to 9, and then Tuesday, variable, 5 knots. Wednesday, variable, down to 5 knots, less than 5 knots, it says. So I'm hoping that forecast is going to hold true. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to get out and do some sheephead fishing, so I'm ready to hit it hard.
Yeah, and looks like you're going to have to do it with some live shrimp, though.
Yeah.
Well, just on that note, what I've been hearing is live shrimp have been running a little on the small side, and that's what sheep's like.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's what I like for sheephead is the smaller ones, because then they don't bite half of it and they're gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Put on a little wire hook and go for it.
Yeah, those hooks that Vic had work really good for that. I still have, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 of them left.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing those things will hold in such a big fish's mouth, too.
They do.
We've caught oversized reds on them and, you know, everything else. And that little wire hook doesn't go anywhere. It just sticks. So, you know, it works really well. But, yeah, I'm going to look around and see what I can find. You know, I haven't seen many drum. I was a lot of small drum, but not a lot of big drum.
Well, we got a 50 you know, pounder there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's a big
one.
Yeah.
Lost.
That picture doesn't do justice, you know.
But, it was a probe. It got in here first to check the area out before, hey, guys, okay, come on down.
They're in Port Canaveral pretty thick right now. So they are heading this way. But, you know, I mean, with this water temperature, if it stays down low like this, of course, we're supposed to see what the groundhog does today. But if that water temperature stays down, you know, lower like that, they might kind of hold up down there a little bit south of us for a while longer.
Yeah. I know that if there's one stray around here, it's going to pop up underneath your boat for some reason.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking for that one, though. We were trying to catch some keepers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny, though. We had a good run early last year, you know, when the water was actually kind of cold. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Those are fun.
Yeah. And you know, I've noticed also whenever, you know, if the water temperature warms up a little bit in the next few weeks, you know, and they come in, and then we get another cold front or come, you know, and the water temperature drops. I've seen them stay here longer, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you noticed the river being still real dirty?
I'll be honest with you. It's been 2 weeks since I've been on the water.
Chip, it was filthy in the Mayport area because you've got at least two separate dredge outfits. Then you've got the hopper barges being pulled around. Hip-toed around by the tugs, and it was a mess. I actually just, you know, I fished a few hours in Mayport and said, I can't deal with this. I got to get out of here, and ran back up the river to get away from it.
Yeah.
But the water was filthy, and the truck and the boat and barge traffic was ridiculous. I mean, crew boats, tugs, dredges. I mean, it's just insane around Mayport right now.
Wow.
Hey, Chip. Yeah. I went north Tuesday with Bill, and the water was real clear. We caught quite a few trout, but all of them were undersized. But it was real clear up there.
Yeah, the closer you get, you know, north up by the inlets, I found the water was a lot clearer. It held a lot of trout, a lot of smaller trout. Then we'd get on spots that had some good trout on them, and it was, you know, first to the outgoing and 6 to 8 feet of water, it was on fire, you know. And then once the water started dumping out and got about halfway out, I noticed the water dirtied up a little bit. And then, you know, the fish, you might find them in 10 feet or a little bit deeper, you know. So I guess maybe that dirty layer is up higher. But, up north has been good all year. You know, I say up north above Sisters Creek.
Right.
Yeah.
you know, and the water seems to, you know, it's got a better flush up there, it seems like, you know, with the Sisters Creek area pushing, you know, it doesn't seem to suck the water in as much all the way up there.
But you, you got also you got Fort George Inlet and Nassau River and all of them pretty close together, actually.
And
you
it's
know,
all oysters.
Flushing water in and out.
A lot of oysters to clean up the water up that way too.
Yeah, there was some nice trout up around the Fort George area, even all the way out into the that flat that goes out by the park.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's my favorite place.
Yeah, one of mine too. As long as the tide will stay up high enough,
yeah,
getting back through. I've had some trolling motor jump out sandbar days up there a couple times, but
yeah,
clients are looking at you like funny when you're bailing overboard, pushing them along, and they're just their eyes get wide. I was like, it's hard sand, guys. We're just gonna get over this little bit, you know. But That's when you want an extra pair of socks.
Especially this time of the year.
Yeah. Don't want 45 degrees and 20 knots of wind.
I like wading in there. I come in on that on the parking lot side and wade up and down that side there between the bridge and that where it turns.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole area, when you come in, you know where Brett Cannon's dad's house was?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know where that is. That little stretch right there with the oysters and that deep little roll down. This time of year, it's usually really good in there. You know, you got to take the cut, though. There's a little creek that sometimes you have to use to get through from the Timaquanis, I guess you call that Timaquana Preserve side. Is that what that is? Or the, whatever that plantation is. You got to take that little cut to get up in there. But, yeah, that whole wall in there. There's nice sheep head on there as well, especially when that water gets nice and cool. I've caught a lot of them off those docks around there, you know, working that, especially when the tide tops out, you know, when it's just barely moving when it comes in and the first of the outgoing. But sometimes it's a little bit of a sketchy run to get up in there. You know, when you don't have the perfect tide, you know, when your client wants to go at 8 o'clock and you're like, well, can we go at 10? You know? So it's pretty good in there. And usually some nice, real nice trout there, too, along those walls. But have you ever been into that little pond back in there?
No.
Where the houses are? Yeah, there's like a little pond back in there. We got on the tarpon in there one day. Some of the little ones, but... well, guys, I'll let you get on it. It's always a pleasure listening
all right.
to your show.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Chip. Anybody like to give Captain Chip a call, it's 904-614-4989. That's 614-4989. And hopefully we'll be getting some fiddlers in some of these bait shops somewhere. And so we can – I've been thinking about trying to go out and find some myself on these warmer days. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know where you can find them like that. You sure don't want to be digging fiddlers. Takes you about 2 hours to get 20 of them, so you know.
Yeah. Well, there's some other alternatives. I'll talk to you this afternoon about that. I got something for you. So,
well, I know sand fleas works, too. If you got a sand flea rake, that works.
They've been carrying them down in St. Augustine. There's a couple places down there. Scott Shank, Captain Scott Shank's been buying them down there.
What, sand fleas?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, you know, and everything will eat those. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you send me that, text me that address of that place? Or
I'll get it for you today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You got it. You guys enjoy.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling,
Chip.
Thanks
a lot, Kevin.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Chip.
222-8255 is the number of calls, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Vladimir Putin says Russia will abandon a centerpiece nuclear arms treaty that follows in the footsteps of the U.S., and Moscow will only deploy intermediate-range nuclear missiles if Washington does so. Putin has spoken out after the U.S. announced it's pulling the plug on the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty over alleged Russian violations. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam appears to have almost no choice now but to resign after losing support of virtually every Democratic state lawmaker and key ally, who late Friday had been urging the Democratic governor to leave office because of a racist photo in which he appeared more than 30 years ago. Their calls for Northam to step down came late Friday after he apologized for appearing in a photo which one person is dressed in blackface, another is wearing a full Ku Klux Klan uniform. He has not specified which one he was. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
And there is a crash in 95 South. It's at the ramp from Heckscher Drive. So use some caution in that area. You're going to be cloudy today, looking for more rain, 60% chance of it, and a high of 65. Going to be cloudy tonight and tomorrow. More rain, 20% chance, with a low tonight, 54. High Sunday, 67, and then mostly cloudy at night, starting tomorrow night. Currently 58, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600, WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We was talking a little bit about the weather with Captain Chip Wingo there. They're talking about the marine forecast is high pressure. Will be north-northeast of the region today as the coastal trough strengthens. This trough will develop into a low and track northeast of the region tonight into Sunday. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And then high pressure will build overhead Sunday night into Tuesday. And so anyway, looking like the today's northeast, 8 to 10 knots. Showers likely mainly before 1 p.m. And then tomorrow, north 10 to 12 knots. Slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. And Monday, north winds 7 to 9 knots, mostly sunny. Tuesday, variable winds, 5 knots or less, partly sunny. And Wednesday, variable winds less than 5 knots, becoming southeast 5 knots in the afternoon. So hopefully this forecast will hold out and people can get out there and do a little bit of fishing. It's supposed to be, I think, in the 70s and stuff like that the first of the week. So, you know, hopefully we're going to be looking at some pretty nice weather and be able to get out there and do a little bit of fishing.
Timmy was saying today's going to be the wetter of the 2 days between Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, today, looking at that radar I was looking at earlier, right before we started the show, it's, looking like we're going to get some more in here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, it was misting still when we, came in. I was all prepared to talk also about that new GPS requirement that's 2019 for charter boats. And
get my blood pressure up
there. Yeah, I know. even though they're talking mostly in the Gulf, but then, there's a portion in here that talks about South Atlantic also, if you have federal permits, like for different fish in federal waters. And so having a mandatory GPS permanently attached to the vessel that is capable at the minimum of archiving all your GPS locations. And, it kind of gets me because you're supposed to let them know, you hail out prior to departing for any trip. The owner operator vessel issued a charter vessel headboat permit is required to declare the type of trip they're going for, and whether it's a for hire trip or other trip. Mm-hmm. When departing for on hire trip, they must include the inspected return date, time, landing location. Then you do your landing reports and all. When you come back in, your catch and your effort, your economic information during the trip.
It's almost like a float plan.
Yeah, and the thing about it is this is part of the reason I really want to talk about this is, to me, this is more of the, like, getting in your business, getting in your, I guess, big brother watching over you and
exactly
stuff like that. I mean, they're wanting to have, to be able to find out exactly, where you're at. Where you're fishing at, mm-hmm. and to, have archive locations positioned where they can tell where you're at and all. Now, I can understand if it was like in a marine protected zone,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, to kind of find out where you're fishing at and all your locations, all your spots.
Yeah, and it's a whole lot more than what are you catching and how many of them?
Yeah, and the reason, even though we're talking about the Gulf more or less, you can bet whatever happens over there, I mean, it's going to happen over here. And it just kind of gets me how, they want something now permanently attached to your boat where they can immediately find where you're at, which is okay if you're in a distress situation, but I mean, to find all your fishing spots and everything.
Kinda, yeah, where's that?
Gets me. Who's going to have all this information?
That wacky 9th congressional district or 9th judicial district that puts the brakes on everything when the fishermen need them, protect the fishermen and say, okay, this is unconstitutional. No way you're going to be able to do this.
Yeah, and it kind of gets me, I'm thinking, is this going to wind up being, everywhere? I mean, luckily, hopefully, I'll be only doing this for another 5 years or so. So hopefully I could do it for another 5 years.
And, yeah, it's like I said, everything they can come up with to make life miserable for the small businessman, whether you're a fisherman or running a dry cleaning business like Ken Hubbard was, I mean, they're – government want, it almost seems like they just want to oppress the small businessman.
Yeah.
At every turn.
Well, I mean, they want you to start a small business. That's so they can get, you know, get the benefit of the money, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a, on those papers I showed you, there's a, like 22 different questions that people been asking about the about this MMSI numbers and why you have them and who has to have them and stuff like that in there. So if you want to look over that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll have to read some of that. So I'll, instead of trying to read it while we're on the air.
Right, yeah.
When are they going to fully implement this GPS tracker?
They said 2019. So
I believe we're there.
They said they put it off just a little bit because the government was shut down, and now they're now they're going to pursue it.
You know? Yeah, well, they should defer it. You know what I mean? If it was something that was on them, they'd get it deferred a couple of years because of the shutdown. Like the IRS is saying, and it's going to take us about 18 months to catch up because of the shutdown. So, I'm
like, well, and they say they're using part of the thing about they're wanting to have more information so they could help improve economic analysis. You know, for their proposed council actions and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's part of the big brother watching over you. You know, the whole time. That's what kind of gets me.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that, you know, this is going to be just a portion of what's to come. But
yeah, it's a shame we didn't have like a tremendous, like, late season winter hurricane or something come through, because then we could hear people saying, well, I can't comply with this because of the hurricane. I need extra time. So,
Well, those MMI SI numbers are like a unique identifier. They are given to not necessarily you, but the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you get a new boat, you have to get new numbers. But there is some personal information that you do in order to get that MMSI number. You do have to give them some contact information.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there is a situation where you need to place a DSC call, usually by hitting the alert button on the radio, it transmits your MMSI number to the Coast Guard and to a shore station, and it gives your exact coordinates so that they'll know where to send help to.
Yeah.
Supposedly, that's what the whole idea behind it is. I know that I don't know about the offshore, the international waters record. I haven't finished reading all that. But inshore, it's only going to transmit your position when you hit the button. So it's not something that's being transmitted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and that's a total different thing than this charter boat requirement that they're wanting to come up with.
Yeah.
Or that they are coming up with, I should say.
Yeah.
And of course, this charter boat requirement.
But you still have to have the MMSI numbers, right?
For your charter boat. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason even though this will not pertain to me, I don't go offshore. I don't have federal permits.
It's going to utilize the same network.
But
yeah, it will.
But it just gets me that, I mean, you know, as far as, you know, what they're trying to do here, it just kind of. It bothers me in the fact that
it's intrusion.
It is. It's you know, for who's going to archive all these fishing spots? I mean, you know, one of the biggest secrets of all times, you know, is a fishing spot. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, everybody always wants to know the fishing spots. You know?
The next thing you'll hear, hey, we got hacked.
Yeah. Yeah, and who's going to have all these locations, all these GPS locations, you know? But it's kind of funny to me because, you know, you talk to a hunter, he'll tell you where his tree stands at and all this, you know, where the deer's been going back and forth. You talk to a fisherman and he's like, oh, I caught him in the corner of the mouth. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Caught him in the water.
Caught him in the water.
Yeah. That's one of the close guarded secrets is fishing locations. And here it's going to be probably stored in the cloud or whatever, you know, the big cloud.
There you go.
We'll be back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And also want to mention that March 9th is the El Cheapo Sheepshead Tournament coming up. Oh, excuse me. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more and more as it gets closer and closer. Entry fee still $100 until February the 17th. So, you know, hopefully you'll enter it before February the 17th. Cash and prizes awarded through 15th place, junior angler division, ladies division, kayak division, five mystery weight prizes, and special bonus prizes. So they have over $100,000 in prizes, cash and merchandise. And first place, of course, is the 2019 Carolina Skiff, 18-foot, center console with a Suzuki 4-stroke on a Magic Tilt trailer valued at over $20,000. That's pretty good for a $100 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
So second place is the Carolina Skiff, 14-foot boat, Suzuki 4-stroke, Magic Tilt trailer. Excuse me. Third place is a trip to Nassau, Costa Rica, and fourth place is a trip to Belize. And, of course, they're going to have, you know, the raffles and stuff. I always tell people, you ought to go out there and check out the raffles anyway. I mean, even if you're not in the tournament.
And a good chow.
Excuse me. Yes. That. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you going to fish it this year?
I don't know. It kind of depends. I missed one of the planning sessions. I got to kind of find out how well supported we are. Would like to fish it. Yeah.
How about you? You going fishing?
I haven't got nobody to go with yet.
I'm sure you can find somebody for the El Cheapo.
Well, I was trying to talk to one of my boys. Usually, the last couple times I went with Jeffrey, and we didn't do real well, but we caught some.
Yeah.
So
well, that's I went that's
with Raymond.
Good.
Went with Raymond McCulley one time.
Oh yeah,
and we did real well. But we didn't weigh in nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to make a few trips and see how I do, see how my sheep's head mojo be working, and maybe make a call on that.
Actually, we're getting into February now, of course. Of course, it's only the second day of February, but we're getting into February now, and there's big females ought to be coming in now. So this is usually right at the time, the end of January, first part of February, is where those big females start coming in. I'm afraid some of that dredging they're doing out there is covering up some of the structure, you know, the mud they're stirring up and stuff. And that just seems so inefficient to me, doing that stuff with the clamshell like that.
I'll tell you what, they're getting awfully close to some of the existing docks and structures too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've been outside the channel. So, you know what's going to happen. That silt's going to come from somewhere to fill back in there.
Well, isn't there another way you can do that without,
well, they have
the clamshell kind of bite.
Yeah, because it looks to me like when they dig it out, it just silt right back in. I mean, you know, especially in the current that we have here. Of course, I know probably what they're doing from where I've seen them digging. They're probably what they're doing is taking out more of the rocks that are along the edge of the channel, which we fish on a lot, you know, up and down the river. And, of course, if they take those out, you know, then the channel's going to silt in quicker. You know, so, but I think that's probably where what they're doing is taking a lot of those rocks out.
Yeah, the rocks is what is the good foundation for the marine growth to get all over it, which is what the fish like.
Yeah, and the thing about it that gets me is now where they're dumping it, you might want to see if they're pulling out those rocks, you might want to see where they're dumping it out there, where they made that big circle around.
This is true.
Because they keep putting rocks out there that close to shore. Mm-hmm. That's going to make some pretty good structure out there, some pretty good bottom.
Yeah.
The coasties are probably watching them pretty good because they've gotten really very restrictive on what you can and can't drop in the water out there, whether it's an artificial reef or spoil. This is considered spoil that they're digging up out of the.
And that's what I say, if they're digging up those rocks on the edge of the channel.
Uh-huh.
Because where I've seen them dredging, that's exactly where they're at. It's where the rocks are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm sure they're not picking the rocks out.
They are.
No.
No.
Let's get Nancy on this morning. Morning, Nancy.
Captain Vic, good morning.
Good morning.
I've had bronchitis. Now, this is what I want to know. Because it's Groundhog's Day, is everybody going to catch more fish?
Well... that's going to depend on the weather. It's not going to depend on the groundhog.
I thought it depended on the groundhog.
No. Groundhog has nothing to do with the water.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, he's just supposed to tell us whether we're going to have six more weeks of winter or not. But I don't think the groundhog's been very correct. Yeah, the last few years. I mean, that, I know what was the year before last. We were supposed to have, you know, winter was supposed to be over with, and then it got colder than it did all winter. So
yeah,
I think that was the year before last, where, you know, we started having freezes then.
Well, so much for that groundhog.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember people talking about wanting to shoot him.
He was paid off.
Hey, there's been a lot of excitement down here at Duinton Creek. Woo, baby.
Yeah.
You hear about the excitement at Duinton
Creek? Oh, yes.
Creek?
I sure did.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, then, at the symphony on that big blackboard, did you understand that?
No. Because you didn't send me the picture, so I didn't understand what was going on.
Okay. All right. I'll send you the picture, but what it was, the big saying over the blackboard, "Where will the music take you?" That was outside the concert hall in the lobby of the Times Union.
Oh, okay.
And somebody wrote, "To go fishing with Captain Vic Tyson."
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was that you?
Moi. And then other people wrote, "To the bank." Other people wrote, I mean, there must have been 100 signatures, maybe more. And it was hysterical.
Yeah, so I'd like to see that.
I took a picture of it. But I couldn't talk. That's why I couldn't. Anyway, I'll get that to you. And if the picture doesn't come through, you text me back, and I'll go to Walgreens and have them make a real picture like they did in the old days.
Well, if you got it on your phone, is that what you got it on?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it on my phone.
Yeah, you could just text it to me.
Okay.
And I ought to be able to get it.
This man was looking at it, and he probably was, well, he was quite elderly. He said, "I think that's where my son-in-law and I went fishing, that man."
May have.
I said, "I bet you did." He said, "It probably was about 20 years ago. Did you take people fishing 20 years ago?"
I sure did.
Then you took this man fishing.
I might have. Yep, I might have. Yeah, because...
Well, you remember it, don't you?
Not quite. I don't remember every trip in the last 20 years, but I do remember quite a few.
But that was really cute. That was really cute. Well, anyway, happy Groundhog Day, and I thought for sure you'd say, "Well, boy, everybody's going to catch twice as many fish on Groundhog's Day."
No, I don't think they can use the groundhog for bait.
Well,
if he says the wrong thing, if he says the wrong thing, they might be using him for bait.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wish a few more fiddlers would stick their head out of the dirt.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. 222-8255 is the number to call us. And, yeah, if you know where some fiddlers are, I'd sure like to know.
Yeah, fiddler report.
Come on. We need a fiddler report, that's for sure.
If the fiddler comes out and goes back in, it's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Anyway, 222-8255, give us a call, and we'll be back after this.